6 and page 14 of the printed edition, and an item on Titchfield Amateur Boxing Club. Titchfield Amateur Boxing Club, known as TABC, has been an established boxing club for over 40 years and has produced high standards of boxing, including British and European champions, with some boxers even turning professional. Though this may be intimidating to a newcomer to the sport, TABC has recently added beginner and junior training classes, as well as new BoxFit classes, a non-contact class aimed at getting people of all ages and abilities to fit with boxing. So for a brief history. The earliest known records of TABC are from November 1971, though early members remember training under the Titchfield ABC flag in a room above a pub in the early 50s. In the early days of the club, boxing tournaments were held at West Hill School as well as Titchfield Community Centre, and for 20 years the club hosted an annual three-way tournament between TABC, the police and the Royal Navy. And it was in this time period that TABC earned their first national title for the club in the form of junior ABA champion Bobby Elliott. The club has always had a strong family ethos surrounding it, with many of its former boxers becoming trainers for the club, as well as a whole plethora of father-son combos boxing for TABC. In 2002, with help from Farnborough Council, TABC moved home to a new gymnasium built on Titchfield Recreation Ground. Open shows. Whilst the boxing club charges a minimal subscription fee from its members, the main source of funding for the club comes from open shows hosted by the club throughout the year. Four open shows are held at Sarsby Green Social Club each year, which are open to all spectators and take place during March and October. This is an opportunity for TABC to showcase some of its best boxers, whilst accruing a small amount of funds for the club. The club also hosts its flagship event at Portsmouth Guildhall once every year and has been named as one of the UK's biggest dinner boxing tournaments outside of London. The dinner seats are usually sold to capacity, as well as a sizeable turnout for spectators to the event. Whilst being an amazing evening and boxing spectacle, the show is the main source of funds for the club and has paid for improvements to the club facilities, including a new gymnasium and equipment. Farnborough Council has also provided some funding to help support the club. Charity work. Part of the core ethos of TABC is to help support both local and national charities by providing donations from the club's profits. At least £500 from the Guildhall Dinner Boxing Show is donated every year, as well as one-off large sum donations where profits allow. Looking ahead, with the rise of female boxing that the London 2012 Olympics brought, TABC has plans to improve and add additional facilities to cater for female boxers, and the boxing club is excited for the prospect of adding new female boxers to its roster. Alongside this, the club is boasting larger membership numbers than ever before, and so improvements and extensions to the current facilities will be ongoing. And if you'd like any further information about the club, please contact Ken Charman on 01489 581 623. That's 01489 581 623.
Page 15 looks at Titchfield Community Association. Titchfield Village is known for its wide range of activities, village groups and events that contribute to a great sense of community spirit. At the heart of this lies the Titchfield Community Association, based at the Community Centre. The Centre and Association are now 50 years old and provide a venue for many groups and societies for activities such as indoor sports, education, hobbies, theatre and member groups. Alongside these activities, it also hosts dances and parties. Services are provided for every age group, and members come from all over Fareham and Gosport and beyond. The groups meet either weekly or monthly and range from just a few members to over 100. The association has two buildings with rooms of various sizes and features facilities that are tailored to meet each group's needs. The main hall hosts activities such as jive, bowling and badminton, whilst the second building, the outhouse, is used for activities such as martial arts, scouts and youth groups. It is also perfect for 18th and 21st birthday parties. With no external funding, the centre relies on locals regularly hiring rooms, the function bar, as well as fundraising events. This provides the necessary finances to keep the centre running and to fund improvements. For major improvements, the association applies for funding from Fareham and Hampshire councils and is supported by our local councillors. A popular event is the annual Arts and Crafts Show, held every spring. This show supports local artists and craftspeople in displaying their work. This year's show will be in its 39th year and takes place on the 20th and 21st of April. Other popular events include the annual pantomime and weekly tea dances, which help to contribute to the funding. This year, the pantomime celebrated its 36th year with a production of Robin Hood held in February. Last June, the association helped to coordinate a village celebration of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. Throughout the four-day holiday, events including a big lunch, dancing, an exhibition, flower arranging, a village fete, beer festival, and a church service took place. In June this year, the association are proposing a similar event for the anniversary of the coronation itself and are looking forward to seeing the village going above and beyond for the community. For more information, contact titchfieldcommunityassociation.org.uk, or you can call us on 01329 842 933, that's 01329 842 933, and also see sites.google.com/site/welcome to Titchfield.